This is Moving Forward, the official podcast of the Des Moines Dream Team. Finding the confidence and determination to set and then work toward accomplishing a big life goal can be overwhelming at any age, and that's especially true when you're a teenager. Each week on the Moving Forward podcast, we'll feature a member of the Dream Team who's doing exactly that. We'll learn what motivated them to join the team, talk about their biggest fears and anxieties. We'll explore how they find the grit and determination to step out of their comfort zones and chase one of their biggest dreams. And we'll talk about how that process could help them accomplish other big life goals. And now, here's the host of Moving Forward, Scott Matter.
We're recording today from the offices of RAGBRAI, and just minutes ago, the Dream Team completed their first outdoor ride of the year. Producer Nick, this is your first ride with the Dream Team since you were a member of the team many years ago, and I know you did sweep today. Did everybody make it in?
Yeah, the ride went great.
Boy, we've had some rides in the past, first rides of the year when we had a couple choppy incidents. So good job in getting everybody to have a successful ride. We're going to mix it up a bit with today's episode. For our first two episodes, we interviewed or talked with two high school seniors who are leaders of the team. Today, we're going to talk with Adriana. She's 16 years old and a student at Waukee High School who decided to join the team in January and just completed her first month of training. We'll talk with Adriana about how her season is going and hear about some of her personal goals in the year ahead. But first, we're going to speak with Lizzie and Adam. They decided to do their first RAGBRAI in 2023. And it was during that 50th anniversary ride that they heard and saw the Dream Team and then decided to become mentors for 2024. We'll talk with them about what it's like to be first-year mentors on the Dream Team. Lizzie and Adam, thank you so much for joining us on Moving Forward. Let's start by having you tell us a little bit about yourselves. Where do you live? How long have you been cycling?
I'm from Iowa, born and raised. Grew up in a little town of Grimes, right around the corner from here. We live in Waukee now. How long have I been cycling? What, for 5 years? I think we started together about 5 years ago, and then pandemic happened, and I think everybody at that point picked up a new hobby, and ours was cycling, and we've just gotten more and more involved, more into it.
Yeah, I will say as a kid, I went everywhere on my bike, everywhere I wasn't supposed to go, everywhere I was supposed to go, I was everywhere on my bike. And then as an adult, we biked a lot with our kids. We have four kids, and as they got older and stopped biking during COVID, we started indoor cycling a lot, and then we wanted to be outside more, find something we could do together with our friends outside during COVID, and that, I think, really picked up our love for cycling again.
Tell us about your family. How old are your kids?
So we have four kids ranging from 16 to 20. So we have two still in high school. One will graduate this year. And we have two adult children. One is going to Iowa State this fall after he finishes at DMAC. And then one who is a manager at a local doggy daycare.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you join us today is because during our first month of indoor training, it's just become so apparent how well you relate to and inspire our youth. It just seems like you both always have a big smile on your faces, and it's so contagious and creates a great atmosphere for everyone on the team. Tell us about how you heard about Dream Team and then why you decided to become mentors.
Yeah, so Dream Team for me, I learned about last year actually on RAGBRAI, and we were biking and I ended up next to one of the mentors and some of the kids, and I kept seeing the red flags everywhere at camp and on the ride, and I was so intrigued by what's this group of kids doing. So I started talking to one of the mentors and I learned a lot just that day. And then it just still interested me. So that night we got back to camp and I immediately was on social media. Like, these kids amaze me. Like, at 16, could I have done any of this? And some of the kids are younger. So then I kind of more or less started stalking all of the social medias to learn more about it because I was so intrigued as a kid. Like I said, I went everywhere on my bike. Could I have done RAGBRAI? Heck no. But just inspiring that it was my first RAGBRAI, and then you have this huge group of kids growing across the state. So then I just, again, continued to watch on social media and continued to learn about the program. And I'm at the point in my life where, as I said, my kids are older and I wanted a way I could give back and a way I could spend my time in a positive manner. And the love of cycling and the love of being around children just kind of stuck out for me. And the more I learned about it, the more I felt it was for me and a good place for me to spend the time that I had.
I really love that story. One of the most fun things about RAGBRAI is getting to meet people. Isn't it amazing to see our youth on RAGBRAI? It was a really tough year last year with the heat. And some of our kids at RAGBRAI are as young as 13, but they're the safest. And most of the time, I would say they're some of the best cyclists doing the ride. What was your experience when you saw them out on the road?
I would say 100%. They were always so respectful, using their manners, calling out on your left, bike off, bike on. They were always organized. They were together. And every one of them always had a smile on their face every time I saw them. It was such a positive experience to see young kids doing something that was really hard, especially on one of the hardest years and the hottest years, and still smiling every time you saw them.
We are taping this podcast today just a few minutes after we completed the team's first outdoor ride of the season. And it was a little chilly today. I think the wind chill temperature this morning when we started was right at about 40 degrees with some pretty stiff winds out of the northwest. How did your rides go today? What can you tell us?
Oh, I thought it went great. I loved every minute of it. Even before the ride, seeing the new riders come in, get their new bikes was such a joy to see. I was on bike setup, helped them, get their bike adjusted and everything, and it was just so cool to see their faces like light up. Everybody seemed to have a smile today. And then once we hit the road, everybody did great.
Yeah, I'll echo that. Seeing the smiles, even on a couple of girls in my group and the group ahead of me who were very, very nervous. One of our girls had mentioned last year she crashed on RAGBRAI and was saying, this is the first time I biked since then. And she was super nervous, but was nervous with a smile on her face. And at the end, she said, I'm so glad I came back. I was on the fence. I didn't know if I was going to come back, but I proved this to myself that I can do this. And, seeing that and her smile made this everything 100%. It was just great.
We should say that. So the first thing that happened this morning when the youth arrived for our 8 o'clock ride is that they each received a brand new bicycle, a brand new Trek bicycle provided to us by Bike World. And those bikes all look like $1 million. And the kids, they were beaming this morning as they picked up their gear, their bicycles, their water bottles, their computers, everything that goes with the bike. So it's been a pretty awesome day.
Yes.
And everybody got through it. We had no crashes this morning. It seems like on a very windy day, it was the best outcome that all of us could wish for. So they are saying that this will be the hilliest RAGBRAI in the ride's 51-year history. I know that you rode your first RAGBRAI last year. Are you ready for the hills this year?
I think so. I mean, I'm ready for the challenge. I mean, obviously, it's going to be very different from riding around trails in Des Moines that follow riverbeds are in a relatively flat. But what goes up must come down. I mean, you got to get up the hill and get to the next.
We've designed this year's training season to have a lot more hills to help make sure everybody's prepared. I think we'll all be working on those hills together. Youth and mentors to make sure we're ready. So we've completed a month of indoor training to get to this point today. How is being a mentor compared to what you thought it would be like?
I was really nervous to be a mentor. Even though I'm a mom, I have 4 kids, like each kid is different, and even your own kids sometimes don't want to talk to you. So coming in and these kids wanting to immediately get to know you and them reaching out, it's been so amazing and heartwarming. Last week I had a girl tell me that she told her parents I was her favorite mentor, and that just had me personally beaming because I know already I've made an impact on someone's life and a positive impact on someone's life, and that has just made it 100% worth it and much better. Not that I didn't know this would be a good experience, but it accelerated that immediately within the first month.
I think having four children of your own that are about the same age, just a little bit older than most of the kids on the team, has to help you understand and relate to our kids. It has been fun to watch you with the team and see how well you relate to them. It seems like you are always smiling and laughing with the team and bonding with them, and that's good to see so early in the season. Listen, I want to thank you both for joining us on the podcast for our third episode. We really appreciate everything you're doing to help our youth, and I can't wait to work with you over the next 4 months as we prepare for RAGBRAI.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
RAGBRAI is like a big brother or big sister to the Dream Team, providing space within their headquarters from which we base our operations. The theme of this year's RAGBRAI is Home Sweet Home, and the ride promises to be one of the most beautiful in the RAGBRAI's 51-year history. If you haven't done so already, go to RAGBRAI.com and get registered and check out some of the amazing new gear that they have for 2024. Bike World is the store that supports the sport. Each year, our friends at Bike World provide a brand new bicycle to every one of our new youth when they join the team. That's well over 600 new bicycles over the past 27 years, and they do so much more on top of that throughout the year. Bike World, Iowa's local bike shop since 1979. Adriana is 16 years old, a student at Waukee High School, lives in Dallas Center, and she is a first-year member on this year's team. Adriana, let's start by having you tell us how you first heard about Dream Team and why you decided to join.
Okay, I'm glad you asked this because this story is actually kind of funny. I was at a bike expo with my family not that long ago, and my favorite thing about bike expos is there's always stickers. And so I was just like making my way through every tent, getting a sticker, and I ended up at the Dream Team booth, and they kind of gave me the spiel, and I was interested. I mean, I was hooked, and I ended up writing my name on the clipboard for more information. And it was funny because my mom had found out and she was just very excited to see me take that big step out of my comfort zone. So yeah.
I was not in the booth when you stopped by, but I ran into your parents a few minutes later after they must have heard that you signaled your interest, and they were so excited.
Yeah, they, because, so my family has really kind of been into biking for at least a year now, and I was never really into it, but, I mean, I was good at it, I enjoyed being outdoors and just enjoying nature, so it definitely grew on me.
And I should mention, I've had the chance to ride with, I think, every member of your family over the last few years, and it was probably a couple years ago, I don't know if you even remember this, but one night you and your mom volunteered for Urban Bike Food Ministry, where we deliver food by bicycles to the homeless in downtown Des Moines, and I was in your group, and I got to see your biking skills that day for the first time, and I know that you're going to be fine on the bike. You've now completed a month of indoor training at the Des Moines YMCA to get us to the point where we are now in the season. Tell us about how you felt when you first joined the team and what it was like walking into the Y for those first sessions. Adriana, we're recording this on the last Saturday of March, and we've just completed our first month of indoor training at the Des Moines YMCA. Tell us what it was like to walk into the room at the YMCA on the first night of training with 47 youth from across the metro area. About the same number of mentors that you had not met previously. You're 16 years old. What was that experience like?
Okay, so yeah, for me, that was definitely nerve-wracking. I didn't know what to expect, so I was definitely nervous, but I eventually found you, and that calmed my nerves to see a familiar face, and you had even introduced me to a couple people that also arrived later on. And I mean, that night went amazing after that. Like, as soon as I kind of just like relaxed and felt comfortable, I was able to get to know quite a few people. And I just remember afterwards, like, texting my mom and being like, oh my gosh, Dream Team is awesome. Like, I seriously had the best time.
That's great to hear. And how did the indoor training, we divide our time into doing like aerobic activity, cardio activity, spin classes, team building exercises. How did that month of training compare to what you thought you were getting yourself into?
Like I said, I honestly didn't know what I was getting myself into. And that was why I was so out of my comfort zone. But I mean, I'm very content with how it's been going and how it did go. I really enjoy just like being able to talk to people and get to know each other and have some of those newer experiences. Like, I had never done a spin class before, and so that was very new and a little scary, but it was really fun and I enjoyed doing it for sure.
You've had quite a day today. We're recording this on a Saturday, and the team got together at 8 o'clock at our headquarters in downtown Des Moines this morning. The first thing you did was get your new bicycle, new Trek, beautiful new Trek bicycle, and then all the gear that you need to help you get through the season, new helmets, water bottles, bike computer, gloves, everything that you need. It was just fun to watch you all and those big smiles on everybody's face. It felt a little bit like Christmas morning.
Yeah, for sure. If you don't mind, I will add on to that. I am just super grateful for, I mean, Dream Team and the people that fund it, because, I mean, I wouldn't be able to really do RAGBRAI or anything crazy like that without the help of being supplied with those important tools, without having to worry about the prices. Because, I mean, seriously, with the bag of, like, jerseys and all those tools I got today, that's a big bunch of cash if I had to go and buy those things. So I really am just full of gratitude, and I'm really excited to really continue training.
So after you got all your supplies and had your bike fitted for you, the entire team went for its first ride this morning to Waterworks Park. And it was a little chilly today, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a little cold. Thankfully, I packed some layers, and so I did survive, but it was a little chilly.
We had some strong winds out of the north this morning, and it feels like temperature was hovering right around 40 degrees. How did your first ride, your first group ride with Dream Team go?
Like we mentioned, it was cold, but it was really good. I feel like we were all kind of able to stay together as a group, and everybody did a really good job, like calling things like walker up, on your left, like all those important things. Like, I feel like everybody did their part to make sure it was a safe ride for sure.
Tell us about the new bike. How did it work?
Okay, so I've never owned my own personal hybrid. That's what it is, right? A mm-hmm. hybrid. Okay, so I was really excited to have that, and my mom had told me that they're very comfortable, and she was very correct. Like, the seat was, like, perfect, and I just really like it. For me, personally, and really my whole family, but I also am a part of it. We like to name our bikes. So my bike already has a name.
Oh, tell us the name.
Kazon, which is actually Hebrew for purpose and vision. So yeah, I think that can go along with how I feel about being in Dream Team.
Well, that's a pretty good name. I might enlist your help in naming my bike. What are your, let's get a little serious for a second. What are your goals for this year on the Dream Team?
Besides, of course, finishing RAGBRAI and earning my bike, probably just really getting to know people, not just their name, but even on like a personal level, and really just bond with everybody on the team and become their friend and really just become a family, which I've definitely been told that's how Dream Team is, and I'm excited to continue that journey with everybody and really just be a part of the Dream Team family.
So all of our efforts are focused on getting ready for RAGBRAI. They say it's going to be one of the hilliest RAGBRAIs in the ride's 51-year history. What are you looking most forward to during RAGBRAI?
I think going back to like just being thankful that a lot of things are provided, I'm looking forward to enjoy RAGBRAI without having to worry about money and stuff like that, and just enjoy some good food, because I know RAGBRAI is known for that, but also just conquering it. Like, I feel like in my journey with biking, I didn't really give myself credit for what I'm capable of, so I feel like finishing and doing RAGBRAI this year will definitely like boost my confidence and really just like insinuate that like I'm capable of it.
Everyone has a superpower, Adriana. What is your superpower?
My superpower is empathy. And I say this because in the past year, I really struggled with my mental health. And that's why I enjoy biking. It really helped me just feel in control and kind of temporarily just escape from those hard situations. And so because of that, I am very empathetic, and I can easily understand what it's like to kind of go through those rough times. And I just like being able to help people and kind of share my story to help with that.
One of the fun things about being on the Dream Team is that we do become a very close-knit team, like a second family for, I think, all of our mentors and our youth. And you'll always get a lot of support from the mentors. And you're pretty outgoing. I think that you'll be pretty supportive to your fellow riders as well.
Yeah, I hope I'm able to provide that support to anybody that needs it, for sure.
Thank you so much, Adriana, for joining us on Moving Forward. I hope you have a fantastic year. And I hope that we'd love to have you back on at the end of the season to see how it goes for you and to get your comments after 5 very challenging months of training and what I think will undoubtedly be a very successful RAGBRAI for you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Moving Forward. I hope you'll join us next week when we'll feature Shay. She's a junior at Dallas Center Grimes High School and is starting her 3rd year on the Dream Team. Shay will talk with us about the mental and physical benefits that she's received from Dream Team and talked about how it's boosted her self-confidence over the 3 years of her involvement. And we'll speak with David Jamieson. David is a mentor on the team, and he's in charge of designing the team's routes for each of our training rides. We'll talk with him about that process and about how this year's RAGBRAI, the hilliest in the ride's 51-year history, has impacted how the team will prepare for RAGBRAI in the months ahead.
All right, that's it for this week's episode of Moving Forward. If you enjoyed the show and have a moment, please give us a rating or review. It'll help us grow. And if you leave a comment, we just might read it here on our next episode. So please do that where you listen to podcasts. You can also email us at dreamteam.movingforward@gmail.com if you have any ideas or suggestions for future episodes. Hit the music, Nick.